Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 93 of Internet Marketing. And today, brought to you by Site Visibility, then you forgot that one.
Oh, yes.
And today, what are we talking about, Kelvin?
Well, we thought we would do a bit of a change from the usual build episode and do a bit of crystal ball staring. Coming up on, it's the 16th, I believe, of November, myself and Andy.
And we'll confirm that while he's talking.
Yes, me and Andy and Chris from Run Marketing and someone else who's, he's from Two Footed Tackle, the name of the podcast, but I can't remember his name. Which I apologise profusely. I should have done some notes there, but no. Basically, we're putting on an event which we're sort of labelling with the hashtag LDNPod, and basically it's a chance in London for people who are podcasting, who would like to do podcasting, or just want to kind of like meet up with other people doing similar things around podcasting. We're going to get together, we're going to do some talks, we're going to have some beers, and yeah, it should be a really interesting thing. But off the back of that, so we're using this show to promote that happening, but me and Andy wanted to have a bit of a chat about the future of podcasting, what we think's coming next, has it seen its day, and all those kind of topics, really.
I can confirm it is the 16th.
It is
6:30 in the evening.
It's 6:30 in the evening. Leicester Square. So yeah, I think as we recorded this, there were free tickets left. That they're free in terms of cost, but they were free in terms of number left.
That's when three, not that. Free.
Yes,
they are free, and there are three left.
Yes. So with my chavvy voice, you can't tell the difference between the two. But that's going on. Maybe a couple of tickets left if people are interested. So. I think if you go to the SiteVis blog, so sitevisibility.com.co.uk/blog, there's some details of how to get tickets there as well. But so I just want to have a bit of a chat really about kind of podcasting and the future of it and where I think it's going and the like.
Well, do you want my long-winded answer?
Go for it, Andy. Go delve in. No. Peer into your crystal ball, Mystic Meg style.
We just don't know. And thank you for listening to Internet Marketing. No, it is really, really difficult to predict. I mean, I don't think... I would say this because I'm a podcast producer, but I don't think podcasting has had its day.
No.
It might change a bit. Mm. Let's just look from where podcasting is today and what I think podcasting's biggest challenge is. Mm-hmm. And I think its biggest challenge is that it's still a little bit too techy for people to understand how to consume it, let alone make it.
Yeah.
Or make a podcast or make one. Mm. And I think it's all to do with this concept of subscribing and RSS feeds. So I think, I'm hoping what will happen is because I don't think podcasting is going to die. I think, if anything, it's going to slowly still increase in popularity. But I think it's always going to be limited to tech heads like me and you, Kelvin.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because of the RSS thing. Yeah. So what I'm hoping will happen is that some bright spark, and I'm going to give you this idea for free. I'm going to put it out into the ether. I'm going
someone
to give you this idea
it.
For someone needs to invent a hardware device called a podcast radio. That is a hardware device, and it just plugs into the internet, sits on your side, or wirelessly plugs into the internet, sits on your side at home. It has quote-unquote stations, which are just subjects that you tick, and it just finds all the podcasts from the various RSS feeds that have keywords with what you've ticked in or are categorized as such, and just lets you listen to them in a stream, your own radio station, and you can just tell it which ones you like and you don't like, and it intelligently tweaks it from there on. That's what we need, something like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can see where you're coming from, because I mean, in our in the case of internet marketing, all of our listeners, so whenever we do surveys of people, I've just done a recent one with the premium listeners, and we ask any of them where they found us, and it's all within iTunes.
Yeah.
So it's people searching within iTunes, subscribing in iTunes, listening with iTunes, listening on their iPod when they're on the go. You know, and it's entirely possible to subscribe to the podcast outside of iTunes. In fact, you know, some people do, but not many people do. And I think that it's basically people who are early iTunes users, so you know, aren't just have jumped on the bandwagon recently with an iPhone, have always used iPods and the like, and have used iTunes. They're the people who listen to them, and it's all within iTunes. And I think in some ways that's a good thing, because it means that you can keep a very good idea of what's going on in the podcast, in the world of podcasts, within iTunes. So we know if we're doing well in the iTunes charts, we're doing well in the world of podcasting, because there's not that many people who listen outside that, or at least I don't get the impression that there are. But that does then mean if you don't use an iPod, you don't use iTunes, do you then listen to podcasts? And I mean, Andy, you're producing podcasts all day, every day, so you probably know this, but I really don't get the impression that many people listen to podcasts outside of iTunes.
I think a fair few listen at the website.
This
is where it's a bit annoying, because I know for a fact that Edison Research has just come out with some new stats for podcasting, and I haven't yet had chance to have a look at them. So yeah. I'm talking a bit blind here, but I remember when the first bunch of stats came out, which I think was about 2006-ish.
Yeah.
And I know that a fair odd proportion, in fact, I think it was over half the people were listening to podcasts on the website or at the computers. That might still be through iTunes.
Yeah.
But there was a minority listening on the move. Okay. I'd like to think that shift is changing, or that proportion is shifting, is a better way of saying it. So I'd like to think there are more people listening on the move. But just going back to this idea of Andy's podcasting radio idea, if you think about it, we've kind of already got it, but I don't think people realise through the Apple TV and various other devices. I think Google TV offers podcasting as well.
Yeah.
So podcasting is being brought into the living room, which is another big thing. So it's starting to happen, but I still think it needs some sort of separate device.
But do you think that the reason that people, and I probably don't think this, but do you think that the people who listen to podcasts would be interested in that kind of continuous stream you turn on at a particular point in time and it goes on? Or is it the on-demandness that people like about podcasts? I know personally what I do is I like listening when I'm going on a run or when I'm on the train or the like, and that's what I you know like about it. It's the kind of selection, it's the audio on demand.
Do you select a specific episode, or do you just have a playlist with all the unheard sort of podcasts?
I tend to choose a particular show.
Yeah. Ever vary?
In most cases, yes, but that's probably because I don't listen to a significant, you know, it's in the you know, probably, you know, under a dozen different podcasts. Mm. So that might have an impact. So whereas if I were to listen to 40, it might be a bit more difficult to go, okay, well, I want to listen to that one. So instead you might just go listen to all unheard episodes. But I tend to, it's a particular one. I have an association with that podcast. I enjoy listening to that group of people behind it. And that tends to influence me there, rather than listening to them all in a sequence. But, you know, different people like different things. And what always surprises me about podcasting in particular is how the people who listen to podcasts are very different to people who read blogs or use Twitter.
Yeah, that is the other thing.
So, like, in the world of, there's people in the SEO community in the UK who go to all the conferences, go to all the events, and, you know, we'll have a chat. And they only know me from my blogging. So when I write e-consultancy, I'll write site visibility, I'll write state search, or from Twitter. That's the only two places they know me for, because none of them seem to listen to podcasts. Yet there's thousands of people listening to the show, which is amazing, and thank you every single one of you for doing that. But that doesn't ever seem to overlap with the people who read SEO blogs, which I find really, really weird. And I don't know if that's kind of a bias that people have, i.e. some people like to consume information via audio, some
it doesn't
people
strike
like
me
video.
As weird at all.
No?
No, because I think people... people like to consume in different ways. The groups of people can be categorized by the way they like to consume. Like, I love audio podcasts. I'm not so keen on video podcasts, but I love audio podcasts because they're a background process. I can listen to them while I'm doing something else. I listen to podcasts when I'm cooking, when I'm running, and sometimes I use when I'm falling asleep.
Yeah,
that's bizarre.
Is it me you listen to, Andy, to go to sleep?
I didn't want to say, Kelvin. I didn't want to say. No, I listen to other podcasts, but I just love them as a background process. But there are other people, and I hate reading. Yeah. In fact, I'm really worried that I'm going backwards. I'm finding it more and more difficult to read as I'm getting older, and it might be something to do with my eyesight. I don't know. Maybe we just haven't got any decent reading lamps in our house. But I hate reading. Whenever I'm online and I see an interesting article, I'm kind of thinking, do these people do a podcast? Could I just listen to this instead of having to read it?
Well, I think you're very right then. There's actually a very genuine opportunity for people who are trying to market themselves online, is if you can take and understand that people have biases in certain ways. So certain people like to read content on blogs. Mm. Certain people like to print things and read them in white papers and downloadable guides and, you know, printable guides. Some people like to watch videos. Some people like to listen to podcasts. If you can understand and appreciate that, you can take content or ideas or topics that are doing very, very well in one sector and apply them in the other way and be very, very successful. So, you know, there's some really good internet marketing podcasts out there, but there's nowhere near as many as there are internet marketing blogs.
Mm.
You could produce an internet marketing podcast that just summarized all the great blog posts that are out there. And that, I'm sure that would be really cool,
actually.
Or similarly, I think, you know, if someone has written a really good book, if you could turn that into a PowerPoint presentation that you put some audio along with and that became a video, you know, you can do really well there as well. I think that there's real opportunities in understanding that different people have those kind of media biases and taking content that they would have otherwise missed, applying it in a new medium, and, you know, laugh all the way to the bank.
I think there is a massive market, if market is the right word, and this is not my idea. I heard this a few weeks ago, and I can't remember who I heard. It might have been Cliff Ravenscraft. But there is a massive market for what are known as companion podcasts.
Okay.
These are podcasts that have commentary on any other media. It might be films, TV shows, it might be a book. Yeah. Something that comes out on a regular basis. I know books don't. That's probably a bad example, but companion podcasts, because you just reminded me about that when you were talking about commentating on blogs.
Mm.
I reckon an internet marketing podcast that simply commentated on internet marketing blog posts would probably do very well.
I mean, you only have to look in the iTunes store to see the ones about TV shows. Like, I've listened to some about Lost, that Ian Lee does, and the like there, that do very, very well. I mean, my favourite non-internet marketing podcast is called The Real Peloton. It's a chap called Ned Bolton, who's like a TV presenter.
Yeah.
And that talks just about sport, but it's triggered to the events that are going on at that particular moment in time. So, like, if there's a big race on that weekend, it will be associated about that race.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think you're right there that, you know, it makes a huge amount of sense. If there's something particularly interesting that's happening in another field and you can piggyback on that.
Mm, absolutely,
That's a good way. And, you know, there's certain things that podcasts are really well suited to, that, like, a blog, you have to sit down, you have to think about it, you have to write it, you have to proof it. And, you know, for certain people, that's really unappealing. But sitting down in front of a microphone with someone else having a chat like we are now comes to them naturally.
It's more of a consciousness stream as well, you know. I mean, I suppose if it's a monologue, it's more of a consciousness stream. If it's two of you, it's more of a conversation.
Yeah, and I do think for anyone who's thinking about podcasting and wants to try it on their own, they're going to struggle sometimes. Unless you've got to really be clear about what you want to do. And I know when I do the kind of the brain dump episodes where I do them on my own, I find they're much harder to do than ones where I'm talking to you. And I enjoy them. I think they're quite useful. But I do think that if you are thinking about doing podcasting, get yourself a guest. Get yourself maybe a couple of guests and record it. You don't all need to be in the same place. You can get on Skype. You can use Pamela on the PC to record your Skype conversations on a PC. You can use
Audio Hijack Pro on the Mac. Very good.
And record those Skype conversations and then put them up. I mean, Andy, what do you think of these kind of easier, like, iPhone style apps like Audio Boo and Voice that you can kind of record a telephone conversation and get it up online really, really easy? I've not seen many people using them, though.
I think they're terrific. I think they're great for just getting your feet wet. Some people just use them as their main podcasting or audio blogging platform. Mm. Documentally, here's a great example. Yeah. Christian Payne.
Yeah.
He's a terrific audio booer, if there is such a word. I think they're absolutely great. Just understand that if you want full control over full strange accent coming out, full control over the website and how it's presented, then really you need to be doing your own WordPress site. But I think they're great for just getting your feet. The great thing is, you could, if you've got an iPhone, I don't know if there's a BlackBerry app that
I imagine there must be,
but just from your, you know, from your smartphone, you can just fire up your recorder and just start talking, and in minutes it can be online. So I think it's absolutely terrific.
I think it's similar to the approach where like a Blogspot blog or a Posterous or a Tumblr blog, they're a great way to get involved if you're scared of the commitment and time that has to be involved in putting together a real website. But if you start to build up an audience, inevitably you then make that leap across to the full-blown version. And I suppose what these do is give that kind of middle step for people who are interested in podcasting, so they can kind of go, well, I don't really want to go out and spend 100 quid on a microphone and, you know, however much on the hosting and however much time on a WordPress blog. And they just go, well, try this and see if it works. And if you've done 3 or 4 and you're still enjoying it and still want to do more, then that's the point when maybe you make that progression up to the more serious options.
Talking about the future of podcasting, another idea that I've had for a while now is that, I say for a while, I've had it since about 3 minutes ago.
That's actually a long time in the world
for
of
me,
internet.
That's why, because I think so fast. 3 minutes is a while for me. I'm just wondering if there's room for some really cool podcast sharing sites, because so many times I come across other podcast listeners or podcast consumers that say, "Oh yeah, I listen to this, and this one," and I don't think there's a unified way of sharing.
iTunes, because iTunes have just got that like real lion's share of where people listen to them. And I mean, I actually have to say the recommendation engine they've got in iTunes, where it says listen to this podcast, also listen to this.
Is this Ping?
It's not Ping. Okay, it's just automatically in the kind of like whenever you view a podcast page, it suggests 5 other similar podcasts.
Other people listen to these. Yeah. Yes.
And I mean, I found some great shows off the back of that.
Have you used Ping in iTunes yet?
To be completely honest, no. But I've entirely left iTunes for music and only use Spotify now. You know, which is great, but it doesn't mean there are certain artists I now no longer can listen to. But it's, you know, which is a shame because I love AC/DC. But you know, there's Spotify is amazing. Tenner a month, I can listen to anything I want. No adverts, take it on my mobile phone. Why would I do anything else in my mind? So yeah, you know, I love Spotify.
Well, I think I've run out of ideas for the future of podcasting.
No, but I think...
I knew it was going to be short and intense.
No, I think what we're getting at here is like the world of podcasting is to a missed opportunity in hundreds of sectors. So if you have a particular industry that you operate in, you want to promote what you do, if there is no podcast there already, go and create it. You will find an audience there. If there's one there already and you think you can do a better job, go out and create it. If there's more than that, you then want to start looking, what can I specialize down within that? But I think, you know, from our experiences running this podcast, it's been amazing for Site Visibility as a company. You know, yes, there's quite a lot of internet marketing podcasts out there, but because we've tried to do our best job, we've been able to get like all you lovely, lovely listeners to listen. And, you know, people come through and they then become a, you know, potential business partners of us, which has worked really well. So yeah, that's some of the things we're going to be talking about at that event, in terms of how you can monetize podcasts, what you should be using them for to promote them. And yeah, it should be a really interesting event. I'm going to try and record it or stream it so people outside the UK can access it afterwards. So I'll probably give some more information of that in a future episode. So if you are one of our many listeners outside the UK, or even just outside the southeast, because it's probably a long way to come if you're not in the southeast to go into London, we will be recording in some shape or form that event to enjoy in the future.
Fantastic. Well, it's goodbye from me, Andy White,
and goodbye from me, Kelvin Newman,
and we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150, and you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.